Deepak Chopra, Wellness Radio, Sirius XM Stars, Sirius 102, and XM 155.
Actually, a few months before India's independence, right, you know, when Salman Rushdie wrote about the Midnight Children. Well, I'm one of the Midnight Children.
Wow.
And so my grandparents moved from what is now Pakistan. You know, my father was in Rawalpindi, which is now Islamabad. Mother was in Lahore, which is part of Pakistan. And their family moved to India. We lost some people in the process, you know, in the violence. And so my grandparents came from, you know, having lost some people in all the genocide, in a sense, that occurred from both sides. But then as I started to grow up, and my father was an army doctor, and you probably read the piece in the New York Times that my grandmother would go have a shower if a Muslim shadow crossed her body. And I used to ask her about that, and she said, well, they eat cows, you know, the sacred cow. Then I would ask my Muslim friends in India what their grandparents said to them. And they said, well, the Muslims think the Hindus, the non-vegetarian Hindus are very dirty. They eat pigs. So I would ask my Jewish friends about that too. And I realized that everybody came from a very specific perspective that was part of their social, cultural, religious indoctrination. And then, of course, as I grew up and became more aware, I had also learned that the millions of Muslims that had moved from India to Pakistan, who had also suffered at the hands of violent extremists. As I like to say, you know, you have no less Hindu extremists. They just happen to be vegetarians, a lot of them. But you know, there's a lot. You know, we talked about the Hindutva, we talked about the genocide in Gujarat, etc. And my father purposely made sure that I, you know, would not grow up with that kind of prejudice. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to come far. My father made sure that we were, you know, understanding of other people, that we were part of a human family. My best friends, as I grew up, were Muslim. My best friends, some of them now are Muslims. Went to medical school where the environment was Muslims, Christians, Hindus, Zoroastrians. I went to Eid festival, which is coming up in a couple of days on the 10th with my Muslim friends. So, you know, I had a very privileged, in a sense, understanding of the beauty of all this diversity. And, you know, I exulted in that. And I, you know, I forgave my grandmother for her prejudices, which came from her level of education, her level of awareness, and her experience.